Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hello, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to the End Abortion Podcast. It is great to be with you again. It is Friday, the 19th of October, and I want to share with you today a column that I published at Catholic.org. Catholic Online publishes a lot of our pieces, and this one is about the Democrats' promises of impeachment, and let me read what I said about that. The title is Why Promises of Impeachment Will Go Nowhere. The left still have a few tricks left up their sleeves after their attempts to discredit and calumniate Brett Kavanaugh didn't work. When their efforts to prevent a Supreme Court appointment or an election, President Trump, fail, they promise impeachment. It is perhaps their most vociferous rally cry and a nearly impossible undertaking, even if the upcoming midterm elections were to turn out in favor of Democrats. But the practical impossibility of the task is not stopping them from promising it. They are hoping to take advantage of any lingering anti-Trump sentiment in order to cash in on votes. And the Democrats who are taking this route know better. Even if they win the House and draft articles of impeachment, it would not remove anybody from office. That's because an impeachment requires 67 votes in the Senate. To suggest Democrats can deliver that is laughable. It's just unrealistic. They will not be able to remove anybody from office anytime soon. In fact, in all of our history as a nation, only 19 federal officials have been brought up on impeachment charges by the House of Representatives since 1789. Out of those, only 8 were convicted after the Senate heard the trial. The Founding Fathers made it deliberately difficult to impeach officials. They simply didn't want impeachment to be used as a political tool, which is exactly what the Democrats are attempting to do right now. The U.S. Constitution states that the president can be removed from office after being both impeached and convicted for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. No doubt, the Democrats' creativity will dream up all kinds of high crimes, misdemeanors, bribery, or treason charges. Yet, it will be a very difficult thing to prove or pull off successfully. How does the process work? In order to start the impeachment process, the House must issue articles of impeachment. That usually entails a declaration in writing that one is unfit for his duties in office. Individual members can introduce impeachment bills, or proceedings can also be initiated if the House passes a resolution authorizing an inquiry. The House Judiciary Committee would then investigate and either opt out or vote on it. Depending on the outcome of the vote, the House Majority Leader would then have the option to put the measure to a full chamber vote. Assuming the House voted for impeachment, it would then go to the Senate for a trial. The trial would look a lot like a trial in a court of law. Witnesses on both sides could be subpoenaed or be called to testify. The Senate would then be called on to vote. A successful impeachment would require a 2/3 vote of the Senate. And right now, it is the Republicans who hold a Senate majority, with a good chance of picking up even more seats in the midterms. Democrats know full well how Congress works. Nonetheless, Democrats are counting on the ignorance of the American public about this process. They want to get the votes first on empty promises and anti-Trump sentiment, and then let the chips fall where they may. In this election, the American people have a choice. Vote for Republicans and continue the progress being made on lower taxes, lower unemployment, higher stock markets, safer borders, stronger military, more religious freedom, better judges, and more protections for the unborn. Or on the other hand, have all that progress cease and be caught in a deadlock of proceedings about impeachment that are only going to waste the time, the attention, and the resources of the American people. And that concludes my article published the other day in Catholic Online. Please go to Catholic.org and read and comment on these and the other articles you find there. We really appreciate your engagement with these articles because not only does it give you the benefit of what we write, but it also gives these outlets the benefit of more traffic. And then in turn, it will encourage them to publish even more items that we send. This is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. Connect with us on our main website, endabortion.us, and we will talk to you again soon here on the End Abortion Podcast. God bless you.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.